Bezras Hashem Yizbarech. Today's daf is Tess in Maseches Yevamos. It is the 811th daf in Shas. We continue learning Besimchas Hasuka with the sounds of Simchas Beis Hashoeva. Last night after a bar mitzvah in Geula, I went by to Stalin, which was packed. I'm talking about hundreds of people dancing Simchas Beis Hashoeva. And the Simchas HaTorah continues. Our daf on daf Tess is going to discuss the fallout of a very important machlokis, one of the most important machlokis tanoim of our mesechta, and that is the issue of when it comes to our Mishnah that says that there are 15 women who are arayos who cannot do yibum. What exactly is the source? For that matter, our Gemara discussed whether you need a source altogether, whether we would say ase do chalos ase or not. But what would be the source if there's a need for a source, which the Gemara tries to prove in previous dapim? What would be the source that a erva cannot do yibum? So the Gemara in Gimel Amabez quotes the shita which our Gemara on Ches called the shita of the Rabbanon, and that is the pasuk in which Chazal darshan from the word tsror, that not only is the erva asur as well as the tsara. That was one approach. Or the approach of Rebbe, where Rebbe goes to the parsha of Yibum itself, where the parsha says, ulekacha, that he will take her v'yibma, and that tells us that the tsrara is going to be asur, the tsara is going to be asur, if he's not doing an act of taking between the erva and the tzara. In other words, if a person is not choosing between two women in a case of where there is a tzara, so then in such a case, then you don't have the mitzvah of taking the tzara. And erva itself, the position of, it follows, the Gemara argues on Daf Ches, that Rebbe is of the position that you don't need a special pasuk to tell us that erva is aser. At the end of the day, we would say that the asay of yibum is not doche alos asay sheish bakares, and that was what we learned yesterday in terms of the position of Rebbe as far as the source for the iser tsara. So on yesterday's daf, going on to today's daf, on the top of Tess Amid Aleph, the Gemara wants to know, then what is Rebbe going to use that pasuk v'ishal achos alosikach? What is he going to use that pasuk that has a superfluous word aleh? That superfluous word aleh, what is that coming to teach us if it's not going to be used for the gzeres hakasuv in regards to the tzara of an erva? To which the Gemara taught us on the top of Tess Amid Aleph that aleh is coming to tell us a totally separate gzeres hakasuv based on gzeres shava. About 10 lines from the top on Tess Amid Aleph, we learned yesterday, the Gemara says, the pasuk tells us in regards to an individual as well as certain cases of a tzibur, certain individuals, certain cases of tzibur, they bring a special karban when they violated in error certain mitzvahs in the Torah. So for example, if you have a Kohen HaMashiach that violates, or you have a Nasi that makes a mistake, or if Klal Yisrael is nichshal both in Avodah Zarah or in other averos. So there the pasuk says, v'noda hachatos asher chatu aleha. When all of Klal Yisrael errs in a particular avera, there the Teirak Deish also uses the word aleha. And for that, Rebbe, wow, works beautifully. The same shita of Rebbe that has an extra pasuk is Rebbe himself who darshins the gzeres shava aleha aleha to tell us the following halacha. And let's pick up with the Gemara 10 lines from the top, where we say, Rebbe Omer, Nemer Kan Aleha V'Nemer La'alon Aleha. It says by Erev Aleha, and it says, actually here we're referring when we say Kan, by when Klal Yisrael does an Avera, it says Aleha V'Nemer La'alon Aleha, and it says also in Achrimos by Erev Aleha, Ma La'alon Dover Shechayav Malzdon Ekar Sfa Shigas Ochatas, just like there Arayus, B'mezit Eschi of Kares and B'shogig is Ochatas, Afkan, so too over here, if it's punishable by kares, then it brings a carbon, and the Gemara is teaching us that if you would not, so then there would not be a carbon. Now, in our daf, we're going to continue discussing these halachos, amazed bikares, shigigaso chatos, and particularly in regards to the halachos of a nasi that errs, a kohen mashiach that errs, when Klal Yisrael errs vis-a-vis avodah zarah. All of those are special karbanos that are described in Vayikra Dalid, and all of Maseches Harios is built on those set of halachas. On the bottom of our daf, we are going to ask an interesting question, and that is that the Gemara is going to calculate that there are more than 15 arayos that are ushered for Yivama. There's actually 16. The Gemara doesn't tell us. The Gemara blindsides us, doesn't tell us what the 16th are on the bottom of Tesamid Aleph, but eventually the Gemara will bring out what that 16th is further on in the Gemara. And the Gemara will analyze on Tesamid Beis some very abstract cases of Bito Me'anusaso, Anusas Aviv, which might be a potential 16th erva, and that will be our daf. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin where we had left off yesterday, and that is 12 lines from the top, Ashkechan Sibur. Ashkechan Sibur, Mashiach Minalan, says the Gemara, okay, I've got a source when it comes to the carbon Sibur, where that was the pasuk that we saw of Anoda Achatas Ashechatu Aleha, that we see that the Aveira is an Aveira of Kares and Mezid Chatas, and we learn out Zereshava of Aleh Aleh from Arayos, but that is the Pasuk only by Tzibur. Mashiach Minalan, what about the fact that the carbon that is brought, the special carbon, the Kohen Mashiach heirs, where do we know that he only brings a carbon if it's an Aveira Sheishbo Kares? Dichsiv says the Gemara, B'Mashiach, it says by the Kohen Mashiach, La'ashmas ha'am, that it refers to his Aveira as connected to the Aveira of the people. Hare Mashiach Kitzibur, and so we see that it's equated to halachas of a tzibur, and if the Kohen Mashiach brings if the tzibur brings the carbon when they did Aveira B'Kares, so too the Kohen Mashiach. Same applies, continues the Gemara, to Yachid V'Nasi, when it comes to Achatas Yachid, as well as the Averas Hanasi that's included in that list in Maseches Harios and in Vayikra Dalid, we also say that only applies to Averas Karis. Why? Asya Mitzvahs Mitzvahs. Here the Gemara doesn't spell out the Psukim, but let's take a look at the two Psukim. One is in Vayikra Dal Chav Zayin, and that is the individual, the Yachid, Vim Nefesh Achas Techta Vishkoga Me'am Aretz Basoysa, Achas, mi mitzvahs Hashem, ashalos esen v'asham. So it says mi mitzvahs. It also says, in regards to nasi, v'asa achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem. So there it says mitzvahs twice, as well as by the part sibur. It also says, v'asa achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem. There it's in pasuk, yud gimel. So we see three different psukim that use mitzvahs, and we already learned that when it comes to sibur, that applies by karis, so too, when it comes to the error of the Nasi and the Yachid, these parshiyos only apply by Averis of Kares. Similarly, continues the Gemara, Velo b'avodas kochavim, and you don't bring the special Seir, avodas kochavim, chas v'chalila, Klal Yisrael is nichshal in avodah zara, as well as a par that is brought, el al davar shechayov and al zdoinei Kares nashir gasa chatas, only on things that is the chiyuv of mezid for kares, and shogeg is chatas. How do we know that? Tzibur b'avodas kochavim, yalif me'enei. It says me'enei in two different places. Let's spell out those makoros as well. In regards to par v'sir shel tzibur of avodas kochavim, that is found not in Vayikra Dalet, but it is found in Bamidbar tezvav chav Dalet. There it says, V'hoye me'inei ha'eda nesa l'shkaga v'asu chola eda par, as well as when it comes to the par helm dover shel kol ha'mitzvahs, there it says, V'nelam dover me'inei ha'kal, so we learn out, me'inei. Similarly says the Gemara, Yachid nasi u'mashiach, when it comes to the nasi that errs, and a kohen mashiach, when the nasi erred personally, mi'v'im nefesh achas, the pasuk says, "Vim nefesh achas techata v'shkaga," that we learn echad yachid ve'echad nasi ve'echad mashiach b'mashma, that all of them are in the same category. From the vav ma'isif al inyan rishon, it says, "Vim nefesh," it is to connect the parsha before it, which is Shigas Avodah Zarah Shel HaTzibur, V'yomad Tachton Min Elyon, and we learn the lower one from the upper one. Just like the upper one, when it comes to Shigas Avodah Zarah Shel HaTzibur, it only applies to Avodah Zarah that the Chiyuv is Mezid Kares, so too the same applies to the Yachin Nasi and the Mashiach. Period. Okay, so now we've got through the Shita of Rebbe, and now the Gemara comes back according to Rabbanan. Of course, Rabbanan and Gimel Amabez use the Pasuk of Aleha. Vel Isha, vel Achosa lo sikach litzor el garus avasa, that it Isha el Achosa lo sikach litzor el garus avasa le b'chayeha, that is coming to, the Aleha is coming to tell us the Isser Erva Bayibum. So then, how does he learn the halacha that Rebbe learns from that Pasuk, and that is that the only time that your chayiv, a karbon of parhelam davar shel tzibur, etc., are by averos with karis. Rabban hay svar minolu, question asks Gemara. Answer Gemara, nafkulu midimakri le Rabbi Yoshua lebre. They learn it out from the fact that Rabbi Yoshua taught his son, Torah achas yelchem laosa b'shkaga. The parsha there emphasizes that there's one Torah for Shkaga, Va'nefesh Hashatasa Biyad Ramah. And the Torah also describes someone who does an Avera Biyad Ramah. And the emphasis is to put all of the Averas together. Hukshu Kol HaTorah Kula La'avodas Kochavim. So the Torah equates the Torah Achas to Anefesh Hashatasa Biyad Ramah. The fact that the Torah refers to it as Torah Achas means to tell us Hukshu Kol HaTorah Kula Avodas Kochavim, that the entire Torah is equated to Avodas Kochavim. Ma Avodas Kochavim, Dover Shechayovna Al Zdoine Kogaris Val Shigasel Chatas. Just like when it comes to Avodas Zarah, the Aveira B'mezid is punishable by Kares. Af Kol Dover Shechayovna Al Zdoine Kogaris Val Shigasel Chatas. So, we have an equation between the Aveira of Avodas Zarah that we know the chiyuv is b'mezid kares, and it's equated with all other averos b'Torah, and that's going to become the source for the Rabbanan that the only time the other averos, when it comes to, for example, a par helam dover shel tzibur, that only applies to the averos that are mezid. Continues the Gemara, Ashkechon yachid v'nasi u'mashiach. So now we found both the yachid, the Nasi, the Mashiach, Bein Bavodas Chachamim, Bein Bishar Mitzvos, Bein Bishar Mitzvos, Tzibur, Bein Bishar Mitzvos, Tzibur Bavodas Chachamim, Minayim. We still didn't get for a source for Tzibur Bavodas Chachamim. We spoke about the Yachid, the Nasi, Mashiach, for Avodas Chachamim, but what about the Tzibur Bavodas Chachamim? That the only time you're going to bring the Sira and Par for Avodas Chachamim is if it's Avodas Zarah that's Chayav Bekaris. Amar Kray answers the Gemara v'im nefesh, because it says v'im nefesh. Again, the vav mosif v'im nefesh v'yilmod el yom mitachton, and we learn right above it. And right above it is the tzibur of yechidim, explains Rashi. So the tzibur of yechidim only when it comes to avodah zarah of karis. The same applies to par helm dover shel tzibur b'avodas kochavim. Ella says the Gemara tzibur b'shar mitzvos minolan. But what about the tzibur, the parham davar shel tzibur of other mitzvos? Answers the Gemara yalef me'enei me'enei. We go back to Gzer Shav of e'enei that we had mentioned before. Says the Gemara v'rebi hay Torah achas mayavidle. What is Rebbe going to do with that pasuk of Torah achas yelachem lo'ese b'shgaga? According to Rabbanan, that's what's coming to tell us to equate rules of par of avodas kochavim that has to be bikares with par helam dover shel tzibur. But Rebbe doesn't need that, because Rebbe learned that from Dereshava of Aleh Aleh. For Rebbe, haitar achas mayavadle, answers the Gemara, b'boi lech lisanyu. V'fisha matzanu, b'chilek ha'kosav ben yechidim limerubim. Torah differentiates between the above averas that an individual does to the avera of irani dachas. Yechidim b'sgila, if an individual does avodah zarah and is punishable by death, he gets skila. In contrast to the irani dachas, they are killed b'sayif. L'fichach memonan polot. And for that reason, their money escapes and is not burnt. However, merubin b'sayif. If it's irani dachas, then it's punishable by sayif, by sword. L'fichach memonan ibeit. And for that reason, their money is also lost. And their money actually has to be burnt. Yachol nachlok b'karbon osein. I might think that there is a chiluk between a city that does avodah zarah b'shogeg and an individual who does avodah zarah b'shogeg, because just like there's a difference b'mezid between those two, so too when it comes to b'shogeg, where's the carbon? Talmud lomar tarachas yelachem. That's what tarachas come to say, that the halachas of the carbon is similar, even though the mezid is going to be different. Maskev lo rav chilkiya mehagrunya time the kasser achman tarachas yelachem. The logic is that if only because the Torah says tarachas yelachem halav hachi have a mina nechlak, we would think that they're different. How would they be different? My laisu, what are they going to bring? Laisu par, if you're going to say that you bring a par for the chatos, tzibur b'shar mitzvos hu demaisi, the tzibur, par helm dover show tzibur b'shar mitzvos, also brings a par. Kispa, if you're going to say it's different than when it comes to a shogi b'avodah zarah, that it brings a kispa, yachid b'shar mitzvos hu demaisi, then a yachid b'shar mitzvos also brings that. If you're going to say that the ir nidachas brings a seir, hanasi b'shar mitzvos hu demaisi, that's what the nasi b'shar mitzvos brings. Par la'ola v'sar l'chatas, maybe you'll say that it bring that the ir nidachas b'shog brings a par for the ola nasir l'chatas. Sibur b'avodas kochavim hu demaisu. So when it comes to the tzibur of avodah zarah, they bring a par la'ola asar l'chatas. So why would you ever have a hava mina that it would bring something different? There's nothing else different to bring. Ve'elamai si'ira. And what will you say? That they bring a karban chatas, a si'ira, a female goat. Yachinami ainu karban. That is the karban of the yachid. The Gemara says, why would we ever have a hava mina? There's no permutation that we would have a havamina would be different from the Irani Dachas B'shogeg and all the other above examples of the unique karbanos that are described in Vayikra Dalid and Bamidbar Tezvav. Answers the Gemara Itzrich. Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Hol Vitzibur Bohra Maisu Parla Ola Vasir Lechatos, that when it comes to a Tzibur that makes a mistake by Avodah Zarah due to an incorrect Hara, then they bring a par, in other words, Bezin makes an erroneous psak about Avodah Zarah, then they bring par la'olav asir achatos, iunu nami nesu, that the b'nei irani dachas would also bring, but ipcha, it would be in the opposite direction. In other words, a par l'chatos and a sir l'ola. So that's what we need the pasuk to tell us, no, that there's no difference between the two. Inami, Sarech ve'en lo takana, that they need to bring a kapara on their shogeg. However, they don't bring one because they're supposed to differentiate between them and avodah zarah, like we see when it comes to the mezid, and you're going to be stuck. Kamash malon, we don't say that. Now, we put a very, very big period over here, and the Gemara start comes back to Meseches Yevamos and the topic of Yevamos. Our Mishnah had told us there were Chamesh Esrei Nashim that are Potros Sarah, saying that there are 15 Arayos that one does not do Yibum with, as well as with their Sarah. Amr Levi LeRebbe. Levi said to Rebbe, Mayir Yedetani Tezvav. Why do we say 15? Lisni Tez Zayin, we should say 16. Because there is a 16th erva. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us yet what that is, but the Gemara will get to that shortly. Gittin's Gemara, 8 lines on the bottom. Amalek Medumili. She'en lo moach b'kod kodo. That Rebbe suggests, very strikingly, to Levi, that anybody who suggests that there are 16 doesn't have a brain. May daitach. What was the idea that Levi had, which was the 15th erva? Explains the Gemara, Imo anusas oviv. One's mother who was raped by one's father. What is exactly that case? So in the Hod V'Hadar edition, it is diagram number Mem Vav. And that's a case where Shimon had married a woman that his father had raped. It's not considered Eshes Aviv. And he married another woman. In the case of the diagram, he had married both Leah and Sarah. And Anusas Aviv was Leah, and he married Sarah. And then Shimon died without children. And both of those wives fall to Reuven, Shimon's brother. Now it happened to be that this woman, Leah, who was Anusas Aviv, is also the mother of Reuven. So of course, Imo, when it comes to Reuven's mother, who is also Anusas Aviv, in such a case, he cannot do Yibum with his mother. So that should be the 16th Erva. Says the Gemara, Imo Anusas Aviv, Plugsad Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan he. That's machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. We said we're going to try to do the Rashis. So let's pick up over here, particularly the Rashis of Yivamos. Let's pick up with Anusas Aviv, about 15 lines from the bottom. Anusas Aviv, Shanasa Achiv Me Aviv Achrikain. He married, that is Shimon, Reuven's mother, who was Anusas Aviv of both Reuven and Shimon, umeis below banim v'nafalafnei b'nei yibum, and she falls, Reuven's mother falls to him for yibum. So there, they don't get married. The plugs of the Rabbi Yehuda Rabban, and that's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabban, and kidamrin leil, Rabbi Yehuda oser banusas aviv, Rabbi Yehuda prohibits anusas aviv. What that means is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would never have that situation, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon is already oser to Anusas Aviv, and he was not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv in the first place, so it would never fall to Reuven in such an instance. And since there's a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban and Anusas Aviv, we are not getting involved in that machlokis. Now, the Gemara has made an assertion to explain why we don't have a 16th erva of Imo Anusas Aviv. The Gemara said that Bepluxalo Kamairi. For the next Amud in half, the Gemara is going to analyze whether that's true, that our Mishnah doesn't get involved with Machlokesin. Asks the Gemara, Velo, do we not get involved with that? Varo, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, Depligi Rabbi Akiva, Rabbanan Uktani. They're mentioned in the Mishnah when we're discussing the Mitzvah and the Isurim of Yibum, when we talk about an Isser Mitzvah and an Isser Kedusha. Now, Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha we are being introduced to for the first time, and that is another important expression in Yibum and Chalitza, which we will now see in Rashi. It says Rashi, 12 lines from the bottom, Vare Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, Lekamam Perakeitzan, and Dafchaf Amadalf, Koshi Isura Isser Erva. If you have an Isser Erva, that is one of the 15 that we had in our Mishnah. The Mishnah Chaf Amidav tells us Lo Cholzas V'Lo Misyavemis. There's no Chalitzas, no Yibum. But Isser Mitzvah. So there Kigon Shnios Midivrei Sofrim. There are Isurei Midraban Kivafarsh Kman BeBerek Beis that we'll have later on in the second parak Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Those are, for example, if you want to take a sneak look at about 12 lines from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Aim Imo, one's mother's mother. The aim of if one's mother's father, those are Isurei Midrabanan. So then in such a case, if they come up in a Yibum or Chalitza case, in other words, that Shimon is married to Reuven's Isur Shnia, or another case, Isur Kedusha. What example of that is, those Isurim in the Torah that are called by Chazal as Kedusha, Kigom. Shenafon of Mamzeres Onesina. Mamzeres Onesina are prohibited to marry, and that's referred to as Kedusha. But those are Shehi Belav. Those are Isurei Lav and not Arayas of Kares. So then the halacha is, the Mishnah Chaf Amid Aleph tells us, Choletzes V'lo Misyavemes, continues Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom. Choletzes, you do Chalitza, in contrast to our Mishnah, where there's no Chalitza and no Yibum, Delo Olam Isur Lav below Kares. Because if it's a Lav without Kares, it's not strong enough, La'afkuye Yibum Legarmi, to remove the mitzvah of Yibum entirely, Velomis Yavemes, but at the same time you can't do Yibum, hence it's a famous halacha of Choletzes Velomis Yavemes, Daha Asurale, because she's still Asur Tim. Rashi then points out that this is not accepted by Rabbi Akiva. Upalig Rabbi Akiva, Damer Perka Choletz Amem Tesam Alav, Chayvi Lavin Ki Chayvi Krisis. Rabbi Akiva says there's no difference between Chayvi Lavin and Chayvi Krisis, both in regards to making mamzeris as well as to the halacha of whether there is chalitza. According to Rabbi Akiva, we say chalotzos v'lo misavim. Stiktanu ezel mamzer kol sher basar shu below yavo diyesh mamzer mechayv elavin. Ul Rabbi Akiva alim
Lav l'miftere b'lo klum k'erva gemura. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference between the lav in regards to mamzer, as well as, therefore, there is no connection between the iser kedusha and the iser erva, and therefore the halacha would be by both of them that there isn't chalitza. But the Rabbanan disagree. So asks the Gemara, are you going to say that our Mishnayos don't involve themselves when it counts isurim to a machlokas, that the klal maseches yivamis is we don't talk about machlokias when giving rules in the Mishnayos? Then we have brises that will give us the details, but the Mishnayos we want to keep clear without machlokas. That's not true, because the Mishnah gets involved in machlokas Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan daf chaf amid alf, because it assumes like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Akiva. Then when it comes to Yisurei Lav, there is Chalitza, answers the Gemara, four lines from bottom of Pirkin Karmin. We were talking about in our Perek, and in our Perek, in the first Perek, we don't get involved in Machlokas. Asks the Gemara, but what about the Mishnah later on? We have later on, Beishamai, that says that Tzaras Erva is Misyabim. In other words, our Mishnah took sides in a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that Beis Shammai is matir the tzaras. Beis Hillel prohibits. Answers the Gemara, a very important expression. We had this in a few places. We had this, as Masoras Hashas points out, in Brachos on Lamed Vav and Beis, as well as Beitza Yud Alef on the Beis. Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain a Mishnah. We do not consider a position of Beis Shammai when they disagree with Beis Hillel as being registered as a teaching of the Mishnah, once we accepted that we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel and not the opinion of Beis Shammai. Hence, that doesn't count as a machlokas. After Chazal decided that we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is not considered a Mishnah. Obviously, that requires more elaboration and has implications both in terms of pshat and in terms of drash. But let's continue on the last line of Tesamad Alf. Varei Eishes Achim Shaloha Yibolamo. When it comes to Eishes Achim Shaloha Yibolamo, now that we already discussed on, we gave an explanation, Eishes Achim Shaloha Yibolamo, on the top of Daf Beis on the Beis. Let's remind ourselves outside quickly what that is. If there are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Levi was actually born after the death of Shimon, and after Shimon's wife does Yibum with Reuven, then Reuven also dies without children. In such a case, Levi does not have the mitzvah of Yibum, and he's actually usher in terms of Eishes Ach to the wife of Reuven, who was once the wife of Shimon. Says our Gemara, Vaharei, there's a machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. What's that machlokis? So let's take a look at Rashi and then see it in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon says, Rashi, in the top of Tesam Abayz, Polik Beis Yisach Shalom Yolamo Perk Sheni, Umatzrich Le Chalitza, and he does require Chalitza. Vafilu Achik Tani Lo Masnis Neptura, Rabbi Shimon holds that Levi would do Chalitza with Shimon and Reuven's wife, who now fell to him. Says the Gemara, that machlokes between Shimon and Rabbanan is only in a case of Yibem v'sof nolad. However, b'nolad ula b'sof Yibem lo palit pligi Rabbi Shimon. Explains Rashi at the end of the first line on Tesam Abayz, u'mishanim b'nolad ula b'sof Yibem lo palit Rabbi Shimon. Hecha demes Reuven below banim. If Reuven died without children, v'achelo yibma Shimon, and then before Shimon did yibum, then nolad Levi achehem, then Levi was born, v'odas kuka liyibum, and at that moment the wife of Shimon, Leah, was skuka liyibum both to Levi and Reuven. V'aisalo asur minafila zu mishum eishes achav shelo hayibolamo. Here Rashi argues, by the way, parenthetically, with the Oz Vahadar. Rashi, I wish the Oz Vahadar hadn't done this. The Oz Vahadar always has Shimon being the deceased brother. Over here, Rashi has Reuven as the deceased brother. So, Reuven, the deceased brother, dies without children. And before Shimon did Yibum, Levi is born. Then continues Rashi on the third line from the top, V'yibma Shimon umeis below vanim. Moda Rabbi Shimon Shasura Levi. Then Rabbi Shimon agrees that Levi would hold. I'm sorry, that then Rabbi Shimon agrees that Levi would be usher to Leah. Hol v'nesra lov sha'achas b'nefila rishana. Because she was once usher to him, and therefore forever usher, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Explains Rashi on the first, even before the first narrow line, right above the last wide line. V'chi palig Rabbi Shimon. When does Rabbi Shimon disagree and say there is chalitza? B'yibim Shimon es eshes Ruvein. In a case of where Shimon did yibum with the wife of Ruvein, va'acha kach nolad Levi, and then Levi was born. Umei Shimon, the Hasam Shar the Rabbi Shimon. Then Rabbi Shimon says you do yibum. De'lo naflo lefanu mikoach Ruvein achiv shemes kvar, ve'lo nesro of klum shekish naflo lefanu mikoach Shimon shayi ba'olamo nafla. Because in Levi's life, there was never a time that she was ushered to him. It was only that he was born after his brother Shimon had done Yibum. And so then, we don't take into account what Reuven's status at all. And there was no time in which she became usher to Levi as the process of Eishes Achav Shelo Halyu Ba'ilama. So hence the Gemara says, we're not talking about a case of Yibem Shimon Ubisof Nolad Levi, but rather Binolad Ubisof Yibem and Lo Palig Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't disagree in such a case. Says Gemara, Va'amar Rabbi Oshia Cholokai Rabbi Shimon Af Barishona. Rabbi Oshia says that his tradition was that Rabbi Shimon disagreed even in the case we mentioned above. Says the Gemara, Holy Sosiv Rabbi Oshia. We rejected Rabbi Oshia, and that we're going to discuss on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and therefore we've got a good teretz. Asks the Gemara, but you're saying that our Meseches in the first perek does not discuss Machlokios, but it seems like we do. Vam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, but Rav Yehuda said the name of the Rav. V'chein ton Rabbi Chiya, b'chulon ani korei bohen ha'asura lezeh muteres lezeh, v'ha'asura lezeh muteres lezeh. That in all of the cases of the 15 Arayos, where we learned that one of the Erev Arayos that were married to Shimon, who is now deceased, according to Oz Vahadar, is usher to Shimon, but if there were other brothers, it would be mutter to the other brothers. Because it was something personal that related to Shimon's relationship. For example, take the first example, Chamesh Asrei Nashim. What's the first example we have in the Mishnah? Bito. So it's the daughter of Reuven, which is usher to Reuven, and therefore he doesn't do Yibum Chalitza, but the other brothers, if there are brothers, are not included in that. So that was the rule that Rabbi Chiya had said. V'achosa shi yivimta, and if there is the sister of an erva, shihi yivimta, that she's also has the mitzvah of Yibum, choletzes o misyavemes, then they would do Chalitza and Yibum. Now this exact case brings us to one of the longest Rashis in Shas that we'll take a look, and we will start the basic flow of Rashi. V'am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'perek dalet achim, disnan, we learn in Vamas Chavavam and Alf, dalet achim, shnayim nasu shtei achayos. There are four brothers. So we have, and you'll take a look, you'll see this in the diagram, we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and here is where an interesting wrinkle appears. Nasu shtei achayos. So in the Hod V'Hodr diagrams, Nun Beis and Nun Gimel, Reuven and Shimon are married, who are brothers, are married to Rachel and Leah. Hare elu chotzos v'lo misyavamos. So in a case of where, let's say, Leah's husband, Reuven, dies without children, so then in such a case, actually Leah's husband, the diagram is Shimon, so Shimon dies without children, so then in such a case, there would be Chalitza without Yibum. Why? Lefisha shteins kukos lizde, ushteins kukos lizde, that both Leah and Rachel are skukos to the brothers. V'i nosiv hai, and if one of the brothers marries Leah, kapaga bachoso skukoso, then in such a case, it's a pegia, it impinges on the zika with the sister. V'dam yil achos isha b'chayeha, so the zika is so strong that just like the halacha is, that you can't marry achos isha, you can't do yibum with a sister if the other sister is in already bezika. Viktani hasam, and we learned over there, haisa achas mehen asura ala echad iser erva, if one of the sisters is already in iser erva, kigon shaisa chamaso kalasar, so then in such a case, the halacha is going to change. So if Leah is a mother-in-law or a daughter-in-law of one of the other brothers, so then the halacha is umut asur ba, then the halacha is that one of the brothers is going to be asur with the erva, umutar b'achosa, and then he's going to be mutter with the sister, the lav achos skukasahi, because no longer considered a sister that's skukam, shum dahachi ervahi, because the mother-in-law or daughter-in-law, Leah, is an erva, veloz kukale, and she's no longer zakukim, the rachmana patrimine midrashas, aleh aleh, like the drasha that we've been discussing from the beginning of the sechta, vahasheni, and the other brother, who Leah is not a mother-in-law or daughter-in-law, so then if he has two sisters that fall to him, so then aser b'shtei, and then he can't do yibum with them. But the one who has his mother-in-law and the sister fall to him, he could marry the mother-in-law. Now, the rest of the Rashi, even though it's really kedai to go through, really just elaborates on other cases, different permutations of the exact same case. Now let's go back into the Gemara. So this is the case of Rav Yehuda Amarav from Rabbi Chiya. Bekulon, let's again see the in the words of the Gemara, five lines on top. Bekulon and Nikor ben Asur lezeh mutar lezeh, Asur lezeh mutar lezeh. We have a case of Asur lezeh mutar lezeh. That is, in general, when it comes to the Tezvav Nashim, that one of the brothers is Asur to the Erva, but the other brothers are mutar. However, we also have a case, Achos Ashi Yivimta, Choletzes Oh, Miss Yavemes. If you have a case of where one of the two sisters, Leah, is an erva, so then in such a case, then if Leah is an erva to say Reuven, in such a case, Reuven would be able to do chalitza and yibum to Leah's sister, Rachel. Rav Yehuda mitargim, and Rav Yehuda explains what exactly is the case of Rabbi Chiya. Mechamaso ve'elach. That we're talking about a case where Leah is an Iser Erva from, like, the mother-in-law, which are the last nine cases of Arayos in our Mishnah. Avoshisa Bavi Deresha Lo. But the first six cases of our Mishnah, that would not apply. And in that case, if Leah was, let's say, one's daughter, then in such a case, Reuven would not be able to marry Duyibum with Rachel. Why? Because of a practical issue. Kivan debito meonsin asks the Gemara, we will be able to construct such a case. So let's just put back the period, which we didn't emphasize. Avashisa bavidiresha lo. The six cases, the first case of the Mishnah, this wouldn't apply. Why would it not apply? So let's now pick up from Rashi, about seven lines into the wide. First word on the lines, Vika'amar of Yehuda. V'ka'amar Rav Yehuda, Rashi says, middle of lines, V'ka'amar Rav Yehuda, the first one lines, L'chalitza. V'ka'amar Rav Yehuda, B'kulon tesva v'arayas ani korim behen, Mishnah zu asur lezeh mutar lezeh. Klomar, evsha l'hiskayim mishkachas b'kulon, shiu shtei achayos, novel shtei achim, v'zu asur lezeh, mishum bito, that Reuven is going to be also Leah because of Leah being his daughter. V'zu asur lezeh mishum bito. V'chein bas bito v'chein kulon. Utei asur lezeh mutar lezeh. V'asur lezeh mutar lezeh. V'yisiyab mushtein. Afo bishen shtei achayos. V'lo amrinan achos skukasohi.
We'll be able to construct the case where one of the brothers is able to marry the sister Rachel, because Leah is an erva for him. However, Rashi points out, Bito lo mishkaches la. But that doesn't apply when it comes to daughter, Ela Bito manusaso, except the daughter from the woman he raped. Now, we're going to explain in a moment what Bito manusaso is, but here is the important line. She efsha le Bito shel Reuven. Because it's not possible for the daughter of Reuven, Ubito shel Shimon, and the daughter of Shimon, Leos achayos mina'em, to be sisters from the same mother. Share Ashes Reuven Shiodolobas Vigirsha. Because even in a case of where Reuven was married to a woman and divorced her, Lo Nise Shuv LeShimon, she can no longer marry Shimon Shigrusha Sachiv, because she is the Grusha of Reuven. And a man is not allowed to marry his brother's Grusha. So bottom line is, In this important line of Rashi, Bito lo mishkachas lo ela, is that normally the first six cases of our Mishnah cannot have an instance where one brother is going to be
prohibited to that erva, and the other brother is going to be permissible to that erva, while the other brother would be prohibited to the other's erva, while permissible to the other erva. And you cannot construct a case where you have Reuven having an erva of his daughter, yet at the same time be permissible to her sister. And that's what Rashi points out, that if his daughter is Leah, then he will have to be usher to Leah's sister as well, Rachel in this case. Because by definition, Rachel has to be his daughter as well if she is Leah's sister. And it can't be a case of where Shimon married, or let's say Levi married, Reuven's ex-wife, because that would be prohibited, as we read in Rashi. So now, that was the statement of the Gemara. Avol shisa bebavid resha lo. And the challenge of the Gemara is the following. My time? No. I could construct a case. Kivan de bito ma'onsin mishkachas. There would be a case in which Reuven had raped Sarah, and they had a daughter, Rachel. And then Shimon raped Sarah, and they had a daughter of Leah. And what will come out is, Rachel is the daughter of Reuven, and Leah is the daughter of Shimon. So these are sisters from the mother. Then if Levi goes and marries Rachel, who is the daughter of Reuven, and Yehuda goes and marries her sister, Leah, who's the daughter of Shimon, and Levi dies, and Yehuda dies without children, and these two girls fall in front of Reuven and Shimon for Yibum, so Rachel, the daughter of Reuven, is going to be usher to Reuven, because of it, she's his daughter. However, nevertheless, Shimon will be able to do Yibum with Rachel, because there is no halacha of achos kukaso, because her sister Leah is an erva on Shimon, and she's not skuka to him at all. That's exactly what Rashi continues on describing, where we are up to Ela hachi mishkachasla. And Rashi, first word on the line is achayos, about 9 or 10 lines in to the wide. Ela hachi mishkachasla, Reuven anas isha, v'yolda lo bas, v'chazer Shimon v'anas asanusas achiv, shemuteraslo, and he raped this woman who doesn't have the Isser D'oraisa to marry. Of course, to rape her is Asur min HaTorah. El al eshes achai de kedushin. The chazra v'yolda lo bas l'shimon. And then there was a daughter that was born. Harei bas Reuven u'bas Shimon achoyos min ha'em. So now we've constructed a case where you have daughters from Reuven and Shimon that are sisters from the mother, but they are not daughters of Reuven and Shimon. And then in such a case, if v'nisa Levi l'Levi v'Yehuda achi avin u'mesa v'naf l'fnei Reuven v'Shimon bas Shimon misyavem es l'Reuven d'lav achos kikasohu u'bas Reuven l'Shimon, and then in such a case, then you can have an instance where you will have even by bito the phenomenon of ha'asura l'zeh muteres l'zeh va'asura l'zeh muteres l'zeh, that you would have a case in which each one of the onsim, the anusim, excuse me, the ones who raped, would be permissible with the sister of the one that they had raped, because that woman is not their daughter. And the erva is not even considered achos skukaso. And that is the case. Mishkachis law, says the Gemara, we'll find in a case of onsim, but binisuin lo mishkachis law, won't find it binisuin. So we see that there is a case, a 16th case, that the Gemara is going to develop is an instance of a machlokis. In other words, maybe the word 16th is not appropriate, but our Mishnah, we're going to see in its statement of Chen Tarbani Rebbe Chia, is shrouded in a machlokis that the Gemara will bring out. Now, the Gemara has not brought out where our Mishnah is Shorib Machlokis. Right now, that's going to be smooth. We're only going to see that tomorrow. We will continue today on the first wide line, where we're up to, where the Gemara says that this rule is b'nisuin kamayri, b'onsin lo kamayri, that we, in our Mishnah, are not talking about a case of anusas bito, and therefore one could simply say that the b'shisi b'avid rasha, this does not apply. Now, Abaye and Rav Safra, ultimately it's going to be Rav Safra that's going to make our machlokis shrouded in machlokis, are going to have a different understanding of Rabbi Chiya. So we're going to pick up Mirza Hashem tomorrow with Va'abaye Mitargim, and we're going to summarize our daf, which was pretty straightforward on Tesamid Aleph, but began to get quite difficult on Tesamid Beis in the following way. Number one, we have to continually review the fundamental machlokes between Rabbanan and Rebbe. What is the source? That there is no Yibum within Erva. The Rabbanan learn out from the Pasuk on Gimel Amid Beis in Vayikra Yudches. And they learn Gzer Shava Aleo to tell you even Mok Mitzvahs Yibum, there is going to be an Isur. The Gemara points out that Aleo is used, according to Rebbe on the top of Tesamid Aleph, to tell us a totally different halacha, and that is that the prohibition of Parayom Dover Shel Tzibur only applies where the Avera is an Avera of Kares. The Gemara ultimately then questions, according to the Rabbanan, where do we get this idea from? The Gemara says, we learn out Torah Achas Yelechem Laosa Bishkoga, to tell us to equate the halachas of Avodah Zarah to the halacha of Parayom Dover Shel Tzibur, Avodah Zarah appearing in Bamidbar Tezvav, the Tzibur doing Avodah Zarah, and that tells us that just like over there the Avera was with Kares, so too over here, both Rebbe and the Rabbanan have Mekoros that Parayom Dover Shel Tzibur only applies with Avera of Kares. Two totally different Mekoros. Then, the Gemara on the bottom of Tesamid Aleph, we had learned, has Levi introducing that our case of Arias is only a case of 15 and not 16. The Gemara points out, but Imo Anusas Aviv seems to be a 16th case, to which the Gemara points out that Imo Anusas Aviv seems to be a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda's Oser Banusas Aviv. In other words, is Anusas Aviv Oser in the first place? That's a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, which got in the Gemara into this interesting assumption, and that is that Perek Rishon Yevamos is not involved in Machlokios, to which the Gemara points out that the second Perek does get involved in Machlokios, the famous Machlokios of Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan, about whether an Iser Lav produces Mamzeris and Iser Lav, you don't do Chalitza, which is a big Machlokios between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, where the Gemara says that's later on and not in the first Perek. To which then the Gemara got into a very complicated case, which it has not concluded yet. We left off on the first wide line. And that is the fascinating discussion of Asura Lezeh Muteres Lezeh. And the Gemara points out that that only applies to the last nine Arayos in our Mishnah. However, if you have a Bito, so then in such a case, if a man and his brother are married to the Erva of one's daughter, so then in such a case, by being married to the Erva of one's daughter, the halacha is that you will never find the case of where Ha'asura lezeh muteres lezeh, va'amuteres lezeh, asura lezeh, except in a case of bito me'anusaso. Now that is an interesting analysis of Shita Rabbi Chiya. Ultimately, we're going to point out that that machlokis, that statement of Rabbi Chiya, can be shorui b'machlokis, and that Be'ezer Hashem we will continue with tomorrow. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the difficult daf tes amid beis, beginning with Daf Tes Amud Aleph, of course, going on to Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Wishing everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.